Welcome to Who's Voice.
Hello, everybody. You don't recognize us because our voices are so good.
You obviously can't tell who these people are. No. Are they even from the VAA / Virtual Hollywood?
They might not be.
I don't think they are.
Snowfender, welcome to my home. I've prepared it for you. All nice and cozy.
Dylan Collins. Hey.
Please come inside.
Hey.
I've tidied up for you.
I feel like this is not safe.
No, it's safe. I feel like this is not a good intro.
Welcome to Who's Voice. Yay! I am obviously really good at announcing these.
And I'm obviously Dylan Collins.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I like this so much win.
So we're here to do a voice competition now.
Yeah. Yes. It's a competition where more focused on the voice side of voice acting. And so people submit a dialogue or a scene of 2 to 3 people and try to make them seem like different people to us.
And we'll say yes or no, and if you get 2 yeses, you go through.
Yes, and then you'll go to Virtual Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so let's get on to the contestants.
Okay, let's do it.
Such a good intro. First up is Koivo. Yeah.
My, that's a lovely wrap you're wearing. Perhaps I could buy you some fluffy new slippers made from the heads of innocent and defenseless baby seals.
Who is this ghastly man?
Ace Ventura, pet detective, and you must be the Monopoly guy. Hey, thanks for the free parking. Another activist, Maguire. Activist, yes. Activist, yes. Mr. Ventura, there is nothing wrong with enjoying the fruits of nature. You should try it sometime. Alrighty then. You know something? You're right. La-da, 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 duh. Dun dun. Mm-hmm. Hey, la-da, la-da.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
It's lovely, but I fancy myself in autumn.
All right, so that was certainly interesting. Do you want to go first?
I don't even know where to start on this one, Snowfender. I think you should go first, since it's your show and it's the first critique of the season.
Oh, that's true. It's true. Welcome to Who's Voice, everyone, by the way. Yeah.
Yes, welcome.
I should probably be a better host, but anyway.
You have to welcome the guests.
I'll welcome them later. Shh. Okay. Koivo, I'm actually kind of disappointed by this. I've heard you before, and like I know you're really awesome at doing voices, so I was kind of disappointed by this, but it wasn't bad per se. I think it was just, it kind of sounded not the right theme for maybe doing this audition, but you sounded a little bit like forced almost sometimes, like you were just like trying to get an effect when you were talking instead of like actually trying to be the characters in a way, or I don't know, it sounded like you were trying to imitate like the actors in the movie and stuff, but I don't, this made me laugh though. I really did enjoy this. It was just I guess I expected something a little bit different from you, and yeah, Dylan.
I've never heard of Koivo. Like, I've never heard him do anything. I've never heard anything he's done, is what I'm trying to say. So, I think when you imitate a character that's played by Jim Carrey, you set a dangerous precedent in that you have to have the manic energy, which I don't think you quite had. And I don't think you sounded like Jim Carrey. I don't know if you were trying to, You had the speech pattern, but there wasn't, the energy wasn't there for me. I kind of like that he did a scene all by himself, though.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the only problem is a lot of the voices sounded very similar. Like, you could tell it was him the whole time.
Right.
We need distinction, Snowfender.
We need people that are coming from one person.
We need many people from one person.
Yes.
Because we have no friends.
We don't. And we want more people here. Or at least we do, and
if we put one person through that can do five voices, that's like five friends we have, finally.
Oh my gosh. This is the point of the show, actually. So we can...
Yeah, do you see the beauty of this plan?
Yeah.
So, you want to do yeses and nos, right?
Yes.
Are you saying yes to Koiva?
I think I will. I will say yes, because you are the first person, and it's a little bit daunting to be the first person, but I do think you have the potential. And if you were put in a better scene, I think you would do really, really well. So I'm going to say yes.
See, usually to me, when the first person comes, my expectations are super low.
Mm.
And so I think it's easier to be the first person because, like, by the time we get, like, four deep, we're going to be, like, comparing everybody.
Almost like the four people suck. Then you're like...
That's true. I don't think he set the bar very high. So, I'll say yes, I guess. Since you want to put him through, I will say yes as well.
Are you sure?
We should reward him for being the first to submit and submitting early.
That's true.
And plus, you said you've heard him before and you said he's good.
I feel like I shouldn't have, like, bias with this, but I don't know. I feel like he has, like, a lot of potential, and he didn't exactly show it in this audition, but... I don't know. I don't think his audition was bad. It was just like, I don't think he showed what he had, really. So
it wasn't bad. I just wanted to be wowed.
Right.
So I say yes, too, but I'm going to be a lot harder on everybody else, Snowfender.
Okay, Dylan. All right. I guess we're done.
Done.
Next up is Saigo.
Hello there. This is Saigo, auditioning for Whose Voice Is It Anyway? All right. I hope you enjoy.
Hello there, my name is Nikki Springfield, and, I'm auditioning for this wonderful online audio show called, what was it called, Kaito?
It's called Whose Voice Is It Anyway? Jeez, you really need to remember these things. I can't look after you all the time. Well, if it isn't those retards, Nikki and Kaito. It's you. Yes, it's me. It's Joker. Now, what the hell are you two doing here?
We're auditioning for Snowfender's awesome show on Virtual Hollywood.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Mind if I stick around? Oh, yes. We would love for you to stick around. You want to say that again with less sarcasm?
Kaito, be nice to our guest. He's not staying long.
What's that supposed to mean? Nuggy called the bad man. Oh, him. The bad man.
Hey, it's either him or me casting a spell on you. Which one is it?
You sure got me into a corner, don't you, kid? Well, whatever. I'll go to prison, escape, and then we'll all be back here and do this all over again. It's a cycle of madness.
There he goes, ranting about psychopathic things again. He reminds me of Charisse.
Hey, don't say that. Not even Charisse is worse than this bastard.
Well, I'd better be off. I've got an appointment with Harley. In my appointment, I mean, sex.
He's a lunatic, isn't he?
Yes, Nicky, I'm afraid he is. Well, I'd better be off as well. I've got to meet Miku for dinner. See you, Nicky.
Well then, I'm all by myself.
Snowfender.
Dylan. is this supposed to be our banter?
Oh, do you want to... this is banter, Snow. If you ask if it's banter, then it ruins the banter, because then it's like, oh, we have to banter now. It's not spontaneous.
I like unspontaneous banter. Exactly. Banter. I can't talk.
You like it pre-planned.
Yeah. I need my whole life planned.
Planned parenting. Okay. Do you want to go first on this one as well, or do you want me to?
Yeah, you go first. I'm a little unsure.
Okay, I'll just be honest. I could listen to him do the Joker all day long. It was like the Nicholson Joker. It wasn't like super great, but there was something very compelling about his Joker to me. I don't know why. It might be that I'm on sleep medication and this thing kind of relaxed me because it was very low energy. You gotta watch your mic puffing, and you have to speak louder. Like, it sounded like there were people asleep in your house or something.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest issues. It seemed like you were trying to be really quiet. And maybe you were, but, like, it doesn't make your characters believable. It sounds like you're, like, huddled over a mic being like, I don't want to talk really loud.
You could have set the scene as them huddling over the mic.
Yeah, that's true. that would work, I guess. Yeah.
But I don't know that the Joker would say, I have an appointment with Harley, and by appointment I mean have sex. That sounds like something Captain Hammer would say.
Captain Hammer and the Joker are the same.
The hammer
person,
is my penis.
Obviously. I'm going to have to agree with Dylan for a lot of what he said. Like, you definitely need to watch the mic puffs, because that kind of, like, it brings you out of character, and it just kind of, like, accentuates, like, there's a person talking on a mic through this, and the point of the show is, like, oh, it's, like, bring you out of that to, like, make you believe that there's, like, multiple people talking instead of just, like, one person, and try to bring out all the characters of a person. I don't know if any of that made sense, but
I think that he has a good foundation, though, and I think he would improve a lot just by being on the show.
You do, yeah. You have a really, I feel like if you, I don't know when you record, but like try to record when you can have the space and the time to be able to like go crazy and let loose, because then you'll be able to really get into the characters and really make it
sensual,
I guess, a part of you.
And sensual.
Sensual, too. Both of them.
I liked it. I'm going to say yes, Snowfender, because I think he might. I like his Joker.
I'm going to say yes as well, because.
Oh, my.
I would like to hear more from you.
Oh, my.
This is going to be sensual.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's two yeses, and that's two people through in a row.
Yeah.
They each did, like, three or four characters. It's, like, eight friends we have.
All right. So, yeah, two yeses.
Two yeses.
So, you're through.
Two yeses.
Yay.
Good job.
Good job, Saigo. Next up is Jaymuzu.
Okay, Grandpa. Let's just get you across the road.
Hey, who are you? Are you my granddaddy?
No, I'm your grandson, Grandpa.
Ain't he much with that stupid hippie haircut?
That's because my parents are, you know, slightly alternative. You know, that's why he threw Mom out.
Oh, yeah. Are they still in that hippie commune?
They prefer to call it a peaceful place of dwelling. They told me to say hi, and if you ever need an alfalfa pie, just come by.
Oh, whatever. Just get me across this damn street.
Okay, Grandpa. Just one step at a time. Left and right. Left and...
Shut up, kid. My God. I know how to walk for hell's sake. Oh, my God. It's a car.
No, that's a bicycle, Grandpa.
I don't care. Look. Bicycles didn't used to be like that in my day. Oh, they used to be square wheels, not circular, you know? I don't know what they're doing these days.
Oh, Grandpa.
You didn't
use your Scottish accent. I'm so sad.
That's good. That means he doesn't have to use his Scottish accent. He can do American. Or I don't know what accent this was. But he can do it.
It was pretty American, I think. I was really impressed by it, actually.
This is what I envisioned the show as being. I was hoping everybody would be like this. No, doesn't happen so much.
I thought this was I was really impressed, actually, by, like, how, you just, like, really distincted, is that a verb?
Distinguished?
Distinguished, yeah.
I'm here to help the Chinese person speak American yes. English.
This is the only reason that Dylan's on the show, to make sure that I'm speaking right.
Actually, yeah. I'm doing both myself and Snowfender. That's how good I am at voices.
Exactly. But yeah, I was pretty impressed by this. I was actually really impressed by your accent, too, because if I didn't know you were Scottish, I wouldn't think you were Scottish at all.
What would you think he was? A sexy man beast?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's that
he
anyway.
Is. Yeah, but Scottish takes that away because they are always being eaten by the Loch Ness monsters.
That's true.
You can't have sexy man beasts eaten by the Loch Ness monsters. It takes away from it. Like, if they have one leg, if they only have one leg, they're not a sexy. Sorry to all our paraplegic listeners, but you're not as sexy if you only have one leg. Yes.
Hey, some one-legged people are very sexy, like pirates.
Like, well, pirates Captain have Jack. The wooden leg.
That's technically only one leg.
No, I mean, that's two. That's technically two legs. You have two limbs.
We can just, chop down a tree and make his leg or something, and then he'll be a sexy
Does
man.
Does James only have one leg? Is that what you're telling me? Are you revealing?
I mean, that's what you told me.
No, I'm telling you that he probably rides around on the Loch Ness Monster's back and practices his voices, and that's why he's so good.
Oh. That makes more sense. But we should, make him a leg anyway, just in case.
It's likely, I'd say 85% chance he does only have one leg, in fact.
I feel like all Scottish people, 80% chance have one leg.
Yeah, because the Loch Ness Monster. You're right. We should get to work on this right away. We will carve him a leg out of driftwood that we find on the shore as we prance along the beach and giggle like schoolgirls.
Yes.
Because that's what we do on this show.
That is what we do.
Best one of the night so far?
Yeah, for sure. This is really good. I would just... There's this one part where you, stumbled as the grandfather, but, that was the only part that I had a problem with, really.
There was one part, and it's very nitpicky, where he was doing the kid voice, and then at the very end of the line got kind of raspy, like he was about to go into the grandfather voice. Mm. I think he did this all in one take, I would imagine.
If he did that in all in one take, I'd be really impressed.
I think he did, because as a one-legged Scottishman... It takes him longer to walk around places, so he can't afford to waste time doing mixing and whatnot.
That's true. That's why we're here, to mix this, stuff for you.
Yeah.
Except
we're really
not mixing it at all. Yeah.
I liked it.
Anyway.
My favorite
too.
Of the night.
Same. Ugh. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Dylan, I think we're too easy.
No. I'm going to be difficult from now on. I just felt... I took pity on the first two, and I genuinely like this one. Now we have three people, so we at least have a show, huh?
We have, a party going on now.
Yeah, and, even if we say no to everybody else, we have these three. They can be in the finale next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, right. Now I'm going to be hard. So hard.
All right, I'm done.
I'm done.